confident of this very thing.
I'm confident of this very thing.
That he who has begun a good work in me, he shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Sit down. We are dealing with breaking all generational covenants and curses.
Nous allons briser toutes les alliances générationnelles et malédictions.
And it's very important to have an understanding.
Il est important d'avoir cette compréhension.
Why we are doing this?
Pourquoi est-ce que nous le faisons?
You see, there are things which in the Bible are called normal things.
Il y a des choses appelées normales dans la Bible.
There are things which are not normal.
Il y a des choses qui ne sont pas normales.
I want you to agree with me.
Nous devons être d'accord.
That the Bible says there are powers and principalities.
Que la Bible parle des pouvoirs et des principautés.
And if you see powers and principalities.
Et si vous voyez des puissances et des principautés.
The Bible also mentions.
La Bible mentionne également.
Of demons, just demons.
Les démons.
That tells you.
Et cela vous dit
that we are dealing here with different levels of things.
Nous avons affaire à différents niveaux de choses.
In the Old Testament,
dans l'Ancien Testament,
the devil was addressed as a serpent.
On parlait du diable comme un serpent.
But in the New Testament,
mais dans le Nouveau Testament,
there are many occasions he was addressed differently.
On s'adresse de lui différemment à plusieurs occasions.
Because the devil Adam met is not the same devil that you meet.
Car le diable que Adam a rencontré n'est pas le même que vous rencontrez.
The devil that you met yesterday.
Le diable que vous avez rencontré hier.
The devil you meet today.
N'est pas celui que vous rencontrez aujourd'hui.
I want you to get this information very well.
Vous devez avoir cette information.
John met the devil, but not the serpent.
Jean a rencontré le diable, mais
the
pas le
devil
serpent.
John met is called the dragon.
Le diable que Jean a rencontré est
Another
appelé
day,
le dragon.
The devil he met, he is called the beast.
Et un autre jour, c'était la bête.
Now, can you imagine we are dealing with a beast in your family?
Alors imaginez-vous, nous avons affaire à une bête dans votre famille.
Can you imagine? Do you know what a beast is?
Savez-vous ce qu'est une bête?
Now, can you imagine we are dealing with a dragon in your life?
Nous avons un dragon dans votre vie.
So,
imaginez-vous.
Why people just say the devil?
Lorsque
the devil.
Les gens disent le diable,
but what type of a devil are we dealing with?
De quel diable s'agit-il?
We may be dealing with a beast.
Nous pouvons avoir affaire à une
we
bête.
We may be dealing with a dragon.
Ou encore à un dragon.
We may be dealing with a serpent.
Nous pouvons avoir affaire à un serpent.
What type of a devil are we dealing with?
Diable.
When we are breaking generational curses,
lorsque nous brisons des alliances
générationnelles, when we are breaking the evil covenants,
lorsque nous brisons des alliances,
we are dealing with something that has been in the family,
nous avons affaire à quelque chose qui est dans la
for
famille,
for generations after generations,
depuis des générations.
Now, for the spiritual things,
pour les choses spirituelles,
they have no yesterday,
il n'y a pas d'hier.
Because the spiritual things,
car les choses spirituelles,
there is no age,
il n'y a pas d'âge.
In the spirit,
en esprit,
there is no, it's 10 years old or it's 1,000 years
il a pas,
old.
Il a 10 ans ou il a 10 000 ans.
Demons don't have a lifespan.
Les démons n'ont pas de durée de vie.
So what they did in your family 400 years,
alors ce qu'ils ont fait dans votre
they
famille
can
il y a 400
do in your family
ans,
today.
Ils peuvent encore le faire aujourd'hui.
The only way to understand this,
nous pouvons le comprendre.
I was teaching, I think, some last year about why Jesus in Acts, in Mark chapter 9, verse 20, verse 29. The Bible says,
yeah,
just give me the verse. It's a verse we all know, but I want to just read it again. It says what? One, three, go read. Wow. Let's go verse 28 to 29. Verse 28 says what? One, three, go read. What is it they couldn't cast out? A demon. What was the answer of Jesus? All right, so he said unto them, This kind can come out by nothing,
ce type ne peut sortir
but by prayer and fasting,
que par la prière et le jeûne.
Which means there are some kinds,
ce qui signifie qu'il y a des types,
can come out only by prayer,
qui ne peuvent sortir que par la prière.
But some kinds,
mais certains d'autres types,
can come out only by prayer and fasting,
ne peuvent sortir que par la prière
now,
et le jeûne.
I want you to find, we must find out here.
Nous devons découvrir ici.
What kind of this spirit?
De quel type de spirit?
What was this spirit?
Quel était cet esprit?
Now, if you read the story,
en lisant cette histoire,
you find it was a man who had a child.
Vous découvrez qu'un homme avait un fils.
This child had a spirit.
Et cet enfant avait un esprit.
A spirit of epilepsy.
Un esprit d'épilepsie.
Now, medically, there could be epilepsy in a person.
Médicalement, il peut avoir l'épilepsie en quelqu'un.
But spiritually also, there could be epilepsy in a person.
Il peut avoir l'épilepsie sur quelqu'un.
Now, when this spirit comes on this child,
lorsque cet esprit descend sur cet
enfant, the Bible says the child was being thrown into the fire.
L'enfant tombait dans le feu.
Or into the water.
Ou alors dans l'eau.
So there are two places,
alors, il y a deux endroits
where the child was being thrown,
où l'enfant était
into
jeté,
the fire,
dans le feu,
or into,
ou dans l'eau,
into the water. Hello. So we are dealing here with a fire spirit,
alors nous avons affaire à un esprit de feu,
and a water spirit,
et un esprit des eaux.
Now, if you go to verse 24,
au verset 24,
in verse 24 the Bible says,
la Bible
go
dit,
verse 24. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Now verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. But the problem here,
le problème que nous
the
avons
child
ici,
didn't have a deaf and dumb spirit.
L'enfant n'avait pas un esprit sourd et muet.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
Est-ce que vous entendez ce que je dis?
There was something more to the
Il
child.
Il y avait quelque chose de plus dans cet enfant.
Now, give me verse 19.
Au verset 19.
When I'm reading the Bible, I normally read from down going up. I don't read from up going down. I normally read the Bible from Revelation to Genesis, not Genesis to Revelation. All right, so that's how I understand my Bible. All right? He answered him and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him immediately, the spirit confused him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. When a spirit saw Jesus,
lorsque cet esprit vit Jésus,
the spirit began to make the child start foaming.
L'esprit se mit à faire vomir l'enfant.
So the child was foaming on the mouth. But the foaming of the mouth, it was not what the child was doing.
Mais ce n'était pas ce que l'enfant faisait.
Physically, the child was to a level whereby he could be controlled,
l'enfant était contrôlé,
to the will of unclean
à la
spirit
volonté
in
de cet
him.
Esprit impur en lui.
Now, this is the whole problem. This child inherited this spirit from somewhere.
Cet enfant a hérité de cet esprit quelque
part. He wasn't born with this spirit.
Il n'est pas né avec cet esprit.
This spirit was inherited
cet
in the family.
Cet esprit a été hérité dans la famille.
But we see the spirit affecting the
Mais
child,
nous pouvons voir l'esprit
even physically.
Enfant, physiquement.
So you can have a physical problem on your body.
Vous pouvez avoir un problème physique sur votre
by
corps.
By what you inherited.
Par ce que vous avez hérité.
If you're following, I want to see your hand up. How many are following? Now let's see this verse. That's a very important verse I want to share with you right now. Okay? I want you to go to verse 17. The Bible says what? 17. Let's go. Then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. Okay? We hear that's a mute spirit.
D'un esprit muet.
Mute, it means what?
Muet, ce qui signifie qu'il ne pouvait pas
not
parler.
Talking. But when Jesus was commanding, he said what?
Mais lorsque Jésus lui ordonnait de
mute
sortir,
and dumb spirit.
Il a dit muet et sourd.
A mute spirit.
Un esprit muet.
So the spirit affected even the speech.
L'esprit affectait même la parole de cet enfant.
It's in psychology. Even the behavior of a person
même le comportement d'une
was
personne.
Towards, the character was towards what the spirit wanted.
Le caractère était dirigé vers la
so
volonté
the spirit
de l'esprit.
Can affect a person. Alors, to a level whereby a person can be an angry person.
Un esprit peut affecter
the
une personne,
character of a person
le caractère de cette personne.
Can be into something which the person is not.
Peut être vers quelque chose que la personne
because
n'est pas.
Of a spirit.
Mais à cause d'un esprit.
So you can be who you are.
Alors vous pouvez être
not
vous-même.
By will.
Pas par volonté,
but by the will of a certain spirit.
Par la volonté d'un esprit.
Now the Bible says,
la Bible nous dit,
I like the parents. The parents actually
le père
had a revelation.
Ici a eu une révélation.
They said, whenever the spirit seizes him,
à chaque fois que l'esprit
whenever
le prend,
the spirit attacks him,
à chaque fois que l'esprit
now,
l'attaque,
what happens? The parents are saying
qu'est-ce qui se passe?
It says, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. How many companies are thrown down? How many people's destinies are thrown down? The Bible says whenever the Spirit, not all the times, but there are particular moments when the Spirit comes and seizes a person. Whenever the Spirit seizes the person, it throws the person down. Now, imagine this is physically. What more spiritual? How many people have been thrown down by a spirit? I want us to see, because just say the Bible says this kind can come out by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. Forget. It's not just like that. What kind? It's a kind that comes not every day. It comes at a certain time. When it comes at that time, it throws you down. It may be your company. It may be your spiritual life. Ever seen yourself saying, I'm very down today? Spiritually, I feel so down. Whenever the spirit comes, a person feels low. A person feels down. It doesn't matter. No matter what you're doing, it will throw you down.
Elle vous fera tomber.
Now the time has come.
Et le temps vient.
Where we address this spirit.
Nous allons nous adresser à cette
not only by prayer.
Pas simplement par
but
la prière,
by prayer.
Mais par la prière
and fasting.
Et le jeûne.
Every spirit.
Tout esprit
that likes to come and throw me down.
Me faire
throws my life down.
Qui fait tomber ma
by
vie,
prayer and fasting.
Par la prière
et I approach you and I command you out. Now watch this. Now it says, now go back to the verse. Whenever the spirit seizes him, whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. Did you hear that? They couldn't.
Les disciples n'ont pas pu délivrer l'enfant.
It's not that spirit was staying inside.
Ce n'est pas que cet esprit vivait en lui.
It was an occasional spirit.
C'était un esprit occasionnel.
It could come and seize.
Il pouvait arriver et le saisir.
They couldn't. It was a principality.
Il s'agissait d'une principauté.
The Bible says it
La
could
Bible
throw
dit,
the child into the water.
Il pouvait jeter l'enfant dans l'eau.
And the spirit could throw the child into the fire.
Il pouvait faire jeter l'enfant dans le feu.
There are people right now that are in a certain fire.
Il y a des gens en ce moment qui se trouvent dans un feu.
It's because of this spirit.
C'est à cause de cet esprit.
There are people right now that are in deep waters.
Il y a des gens qui sont dans les eaux.
You are dealing with a spirit.
Vous avez affaire à un esprit.
There are people right now that are completely down.
Il y a des gens en ce moment qui sont vraiment
au plus bas. You are dealing with this spirit.
Vous avez affaire à cet esprit.
Now you must understand. I told you that before.
Je vous l'ai dit auparavant.
Jesus. Well, it was easy for him to cast out a demon.
Il était facile pour Jésus de chasser des démons.
Because verses prior to this story,
avant cette histoire,
verses prior to this story, Jesus was at the mountain.
Jésus était à la montagne.
What was he doing?
Et que faisait-il?
He was praying and fasting.
Et jeûnait.
And in that prayer and fasting,
dans cette prière
he
et
met
ce jeûne,
two people.
Il a rencontré deux personnes.
And these were Elijah
il s'agissait d'Élie
and Moses.
Et Moïse.
Do you understand?
Est-ce que vous comprenez?
He met two prophets.
Il a rencontré deux prophètes.
He met which prophets? No, say louder, say louder. He met Elijah
il a rencontré Élie
and Moses.
Et Moïse.
Now, answer this question. Answer this question. He met two prophets, right?
Il a rencontré deux prophètes, n'est-ce pas? Élie.
When he came down off the mountain,
et lorsqu'il est descendu de la montagne,
the first encounter,
la première rencontre,
was this demon.
Était ce démon.
He was coming from the mountain,
il revenait de la
where
montagne,
he was meeting two prophets.
Où il a rencontré deux
and
prophètes.
All these two prophets,
et ces deux prophètes,
are prophets of prayer,
prophètes de prière,
and fasting.
Et de jeûne.
Elijah,
Élie,
fasted for 40 days.
A jeûné pendant 40
Moses
jours.
Fasted.
Maurice
for 80 days. They are
jours.
Meeting Jesus
et
on the fasting.
Jésus.
Jesus was meeting prophets. When he was fasting,
lorsqu'il
he was meeting the fasting prophets. Now, Moses, he is
Moïse
a prophet of water.
Est un prophète des
his
eaux.
Name actually means taken from water.
Pris des eaux.
Moses, as
et
a prophet,
Moïse, comme prophète,
he stood up and divided water.
A divisé les
Moses,
eaux.
As a prophet,
Moïse, comme prophète,
he hit a stone, water came out. Elijah is a prophet of fire. He called for fire, consumed the soldiers. He called the fire, consumed the sacrifice. He called the fire, consumed the enemies. Now Jesus is meeting two prophets. A prophet of water and a prophet of fire. After meeting these two prophets, it was easy to face a demon that was a demon of water and a demon of fire. You're not hearing what I'm trying to say right here. Moses, wait a moment. Moses was a prophet of water and Elijah was a prophet of fire. Now, this demon, it was throwing the child into the water and into the fire. So it was a water spirit, a marine spirit, and a fire spirit. Now Jesus is coming from meeting two prophets. A prophet of water and a prophet of fire. Somebody say yes. Now, I want you to watch this and I want you to hear this very well. So Jesus is meeting
alors,
this prophet. He's meeting this spirit.
Il rencontre cet esprit.
And the spirit says, I can't come out.
L'esprit dit, je ne sortirai
pas. I am a spirit of water.
Je suis un esprit des
and
eaux.
I am a spirit of fire.
Et je suis un esprit de feu.
The demons didn't know.
Le démon ne
the
savait
man
pas.
He's talking to.
L'homme à qui il s'adresse,
he's just coming from an encounter.
Revient d'une rencontre
where he was encountering a prophet of water.
Prophète des eaux.
He was encountering a prophet of fire. Jesus just said, out! One statement. A demon came out. In this service today, you are encountering a major prophet. In the season of fasting and prayer, how many are ready for something I'm about to talk about? How many are ready to say, Rico Paradia? Now. I'm talking to somebody right here. Say after me, the prophet you meet determines what type of spirit you can cast out.
No,
say it again. The prophet you meet determines what type of a spirit you can cast out after. How many are ready for this? How many are ready? Every person who is here,
toute personne ici présente,
you all know one of the most, you know, enemy in my life
le plus
is a spirit of poverty.
Vie, c'est l'esprit de pauvreté.
After this program,
après ce programme,
you will be able to command the demon of poverty to come out of your family. Somebody
famille.
Say yes! I am not a prophet of water.
Je ne suis pas un prophète
I am not a prophet of fire.
Je ne suis pas un prophète de
I am a prophet of financial
je
breakthrough.
Suis le prophète de
wherever you are, wherever you are.